All right, welcome back to the Drop Pod. Blake and I are here, kind of sort of live at the Warhammer Retreat. It's been absolutely great so far. Not exactly what I was expecting, because I was expecting like way more competitive nature, and then I just get hit with the 120 like TAC Marine list.
Yeah, it's honestly, when I walked in here and saw two, like not one, but two lists of like
120
Marines, I was definitely thrown off. I was expecting, and not one Necron army.
Yeah. Like, and we're here with Cardin, who is the TO, and Gil, who is like the organizer of the event.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Gil, a little surprised. I thought you were going to be playing, but you're just like completely donating a ton of time to like this whole thing. Big thanks for that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So we were just talking about it and I wanted to go over it because I feel like tournaments often get this sort of bad rap where people are super sweaty. Don't get me wrong. There is some sweat happening. I was sweating today.
I did bring custodies. So
yeah.
On the last day that they're good.
It was your last hurrah. Right. You gotta do it.
The last hurrah of the custodies. But this one's like a little bit different and you shared like with me your vision for what you want it to be going forward, because you have like all these door prizes and a lot of it was orientated towards people building like display boards and like really showing off their army, because a lot of people like have a ton of time in their army and it's like almost like a passion, like a real love. And you want to just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So I think like this weekend is really just tip of the spear of what Cardin and I have been lucky enough to experience. I have been to a lot of great events. Cardin has been to a lot of great events. He runs a lot of great events. Actually, do you want to talk about who you are and how you fit into 40K world?
Yeah. They need
Thank
to know.
Thank you very much, Gil. So I've been playing this forever. Since a young boy, I played 40K. And I've grown into being a tournament organizer, teaming up with the Wicked Dicey Crew and Midgard Hobby and Games to run the competitive 40K. And Gil has also taken me on to run here at Warhammer Retreat. So we bring a bunch of individuals out to the woods, have a great time playing games of 40K, be fed three square meals a day, and have just a blast the entire time for the Warhammer Retreat.
Yeah, and it's actually like in the woods. Like it's actually out here. It's very cool. And the food has been pretty good so far.
Yeah.
No complaints on the food.
And Treehouse Brewery is like up the road, so that's also
yeah, right. Like there's a Treehouse. I haven't been to that one, but this one is like a complete, like another level.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah. I think this might be the original Treehouse Brewery. I'm not sure.
We went at 1 p.m. today and it was packed. Like full parking lot.
Like hundreds of people in line.
Hundreds of people just chilling, sitting outside. I mean, great to do it, but just 1 p.m., just hundreds of people just drinking beers.
They were parking on the hill, like the grassy knoll, like just parking, throwing and parking, put the e-brake on and be like, we'll go get our beer.
Yeah.
And we were lucky to find a parking spot, but it's a great location, great setup.
Yeah.
So for people who come next year, the way to plan your weekend is take Friday off.
We did 100%. That.
Come out to play disc golf at 501 Warren.
Okay.
Then go to Treehouse. Then come here.
Okay.
And so this weekend, starts for Friday night. You can come to the game hall. There's pickup games. There's an AOS team tournament that you can sign up for at wickeddicey.com. And then there's 40K, which starts Saturday morning. We have three games. Age of Sigmar has two games. And then on Sunday, everybody has two games. And it's a great event. What I went to a great event that Adam Fussell, I could be mispronouncing Adam's last name, from Albany, New York, ran like 10 years ago. It called Golden Sprue. And it was at a VFW where they served the food right at the tables. And a waitress
would
come to your table and say, hey, what do you guys want to eat? Be like a burger, fries, and a beer. And then they'd be, because it was a VFW, they'd be like, all right, it's $5. And then like 20 minutes later, there showed up your beer and your burger and your fries, and you could just keep playing.
Fantastic.
And that, you know, how many events do people go to where you got to like run to McDonald's, eat crap,
run back,
and then you're on your way home and you got to get crappy food on the way home. And it's just having food right there served buffet style where it's all you can eat. And you don't have to, you just walk 10, 20 feet and it's right there in the room. It's awesome.
Yeah. There's plenty of room here too.
Yeah.
That was one of the nice things, because my only other real tournament experience, like big tournament wise, it was Everwinter 2 years ago and it was packed.
Yeah.
But that was a bad thing. It was my first one. It was still amazing because, again, display boards, first time I've ever seen them, was like, holy shit. Like, a lot of people put a ton of time and love into this. But, like, you couldn't... There's no feasible way to do the whole waiter or waitress thing.
Yeah.
So, that's
even,
really cool.
I would even argue, like, you know, just, like, this kind of environment. Like, we were talking about, like, oh, maybe, like, oh, would back-to-back games be, like, better? But, like, I think I've got more energy because, like, I had that break in between. Nice dinner. Got to meet some people. I mean, like, you know, the... you know, like Brad and Derek, you know, getting to know them a little bit, you know, played next to both of them. Like, it's a little bit different, like a little more casual setback. You're going to get to meet
draws a different crowd for sure.
Yeah, different crowd, but you get to kind of have these conversations with people that, like, instead of, like, you know, in these larger tournaments, it's just on to the next one. You know, don't you shake hands at the beginning, shake hands at the end, move on. But though it's definitely got a different, you know,
vibe to it, I feel like, than the normal, like, regular GT.
Yeah, if people want to get a visual of, like, what we're talking about, if you go to WarhammerRetreat.com, there's a bunch of photos and a couple of videos. Or if you go to Warhammer Retreat on the Facebook page, there's, like, updates and people kind of see. Mm-hmm. What's great is this facility, we're on the second floor of a building that's on a 600-acre campus in the middle of the woods. Three of the walls are glass. So, like, all day long, you're in the sun, pretty much.
Yeah, and you're just in natural daylight.
How often do you play 40K in the sun?
Yeah, not very often.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's
I feel like basement,
under that's like
strip mall.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing that's great is I'm not connected to a store. You know, Cardin doesn't work for a store, so we just run this event, you know, by the support of all the local stores in New England.
Yeah, which is huge.
The door prizes this year, everybody got a piece of foam for a display board, and then everybody got that Army Painter Game Master terrain kit. Mm-hmm. And that was all provided by Midgard Games. And if you've never been to Midgard Games in Londonderry, they are awesome.
Yeah,
they're super supportive. So I'm going to actually let Cardin talk about
Midgard. I have one thing to say about that.
They are like the secret sauce. There's a lot of great game stores that support us, but they are very special.
Like, my local game store has, like, a decent selection, but then I go to Midgard, and I don't know about you guys, but if I go somewhere, like, out of state that I don't usually go to, I'm like, I tell myself, like, we just gotta go, like, the local game store and just see what they have. And I go to Midgard, and they just have everything. Like, paint ranges that I have to, like, order online and pay for shipping, and I just go there, and it's like, it's all there. It's amazing. Yeah. Ton of stuff.
We went this weekend, and Garrett was in, like, you know, he's like, I gotta go, I gotta get these paint ranges. This is nice, but Cardin.
Not that I need to spend more
you're
money.
You're pretty connected to them, and
And
I would say, as being the head TO there and being connected to that game community, it's just Jay, the game owner or game store owner, is very connected to the community, very receptive, wants to make sure that he has the best things around in stock. And takes care of his customers every time he tries.
100%.
Make sure we get the gaming tables up to par. Works with people from the community like myself. Like Gil said, I'm not an employee of the store. I am a volunteer. I work with Jay. He gives me some kickback for it. But I don't work there. And it's just a great place to play games.
No, and I think you bring a good point. Like, I've talked with Jay on multiple occasions. And he is exceptional. Like, he does really genuinely take time to, like, kind of talk and get to know, you know, his and do what he wants for the his patrons. And I mean, I haven't, you know, unfortunately had the time to really invest in one of those tournaments, but I've been at that store during it. They're packed. And I mean, Garden, you mentioned, you know, how, like, even, like, forecasting out how busy that tournament is. I mean, that is seems to be the, like, a major event, or relatively packed event, looking forward even to a few months from now.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, is I just want to continue the competitive and friendly environment of gaming, and worked with Gil with it, because with the Warhammer Retreat, it's really emphasizing the sportsmanship, the fun. We're out and about playing games, rolling some dice.
Drinking beer.
Drinking beer.
That's to me.
Exactly.
Numero uno.
Cracking a beer. Great news.
Throwing back, having that just good game of 40K and being able to enjoy it at the end of the weekend. And it's just bringing it on to all of my other tournaments and such here.
Drinking beer just made me think of this. So for those of you who don't know, when you come to the Warhammer Retreat, you show up Friday and you live in dorms that are like 40 feet from the gaming hall, and you don't have to drive for the whole weekend. And you also, like, when you pay for the ticket price, when you show up, you do not take out your wallet while you're here.
Yeah.
You know, that ticket price, it's expensive, not going to lie, but you get all your five meals, all you can eat. You get two nights stay, and you get your five games. And that's a big part to Midgard. Now, there's also another event that Cardin's running coming up, Ironweld, May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd.
We have Ironweld. It's mainly June 1st and 2nd that the tournament is, but it's a three-day event in Waltham, Mass. with the Wicked Dicey crew, which helps bring me into running 40K for them. They had a weak point with 40K, and they brought me in, and I'm making things happen.
Nice.
Wicked Dicey, for those who don't know, is an awesome organization. It's a group of guys who are intent on running conventions throughout New England. And they have a whole crew of guys. Like, they have a guy who's a professional in advertising. So he's all like, oh, it's a great website.
That's a big boon.
They have a guy who's an accountant. They got a guy who runs a screen printing shop. They have Justin, who runs 3D6 Wargaming. He prints all of our mats for us, all of our objective markers. So if there's stores who like want to get involved, Justin at 3D6 Wargaming is a big, big help. So that's awesome.
Yeah,
And tickets for Ironweld are at wickeddicey.com.
And we talked about this kind of like in between games, like just how like if you have a local store that is trying to get involved in the scene, like you even said today, like, you know, that you've got terrain to donate to, just stores to get involved. If you have a small store, like, you know,
yeah, like get them on their feet. Us.
Yeah, like, you know, we can get you in contact with Gil, and you know, it's a growing community.
Yeah, Gil said he'd drive anywhere actually to drop it off.
Anywhere.
Anywhere across the country.
Like, yeah.
He would drop it off.
I'm a sucker for driving. Yeah.
I don't know if you know, we're a global phenomenon.
If you look at a map of all the New England stores, I live smack dab in the middle. I'm exactly an hour from every New England game store. So
that's kind of brutal, actually.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
So anybody who wants to start a game store in Gardner, Massachusetts.
I can't believe there isn't more than an hour of Gardner, Massachusetts.
I know.
What the heck is going on?
Well, that's kind of the reason why I started the retreat, because there was one and it got wiped out because of COVID. And I was like desperate to play games. So like I was like, okay, I'm going to start planning this event. And as soon as they lifted like the restrictions, it was like, let's do it now.
Yeah.
You know, like right away.
And, it's unfortunate that I felt like I was like the most addicted to this hobby during COVID.
Yeah, I didn't realize how important to me it was. Like, it like changed the way like I felt. You know, I was like, I need to see my friends. I need to roll dice. I need to like get a little bit of competitive, a little bit of creative, a little bit of social.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how, you know, important that was to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if you're a kid or a new 40K player and you're trying to build a community, Cardin and a bunch of people are part of, you know, this effort to like help out between all different stores. Mm-hmm. So like I said, Justin will help you out with the mats and the objective markers. Cardin has access to 3D printers where we print all the terrain. I have a painter, like a house painting gun, where I just paint like 20 tables at a time. You just spray it in my backyard and everything's ready to go. So it's awesome. And Wicked Dicey is great. We also have the New England circuit, and there's people like Cardin and Carol down at the portal, and a lot of Jack at TJ's, great organizers who, you know, when you're trying to learn how to run events, they will help you. And like I have all this old terrain from this event that I don't need anymore. And if anybody listening has like a store that like the store owner doesn't want to pay the terrain, and I don't blame them because they can't sell it.
Yeah, it's expensive.
So reach out to us and I'll be happy to deliver a couple tables of terrain and you guys can just have it. And you know, get your community going.
Yeah, that's great. Can you like elaborate on the circuit thing? Like what is the circuit?
So the worst part about running an event is when you like don't understand a rules interaction. And that's a real limit to people who want to run events, because they're like, I don't want to do something wrong. Because in this day and age, you do something wrong, and then somebody complains on the internet. Next thing you know, you are known as a lousy tournament organizer. But that's like, who knows all 20 codexes?
Yeah.
Like that's
right.
Or codices.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really complicated game.
Yeah.
So the New England Open Circuit, you can go to their website or our website, neo-circuit.com. There's an Age of Sigmar circuit and a 40K segment. It's all available through that website. But that website is really for TOs and judges who want to know, okay, how do I start? Like, how do I have a monthly tournament, or how do I run a tournament? Where do I start? And we have a Discord just for the judges where they can discuss the rules and sort things out. because it's a lot of work, but it's worth it, but it's a lot of work. So like, how do you start? And the website has some information, and they're always welcome to reach out to us. And Carol's down in Connecticut. She's awesome. She's one of the judges. She usually is the head judge for Battle for Salvation. I don't think this weekend, she has a young kid that they just had recently, but she is fantastic with rules. Jack in Milford, Massachusetts at TJ's Cafe and Comics. He's a great organizer, and Cardin is like the person to talk to in New Hampshire.
So, John from Webley Games.
Oh, yeah, John. Oh, my God.
Also with Captain Con. So John runs Captain Con and runs the Webley Games events, but he's also a very, very knowledgeable source.
Yeah, So there's a lot of people who, you know, if you join the Discord and you're running an event, and then in the middle of the event, you're like, oh, I don't know this rule, you can get on that Discord, and there's always TOs who are like, hey, we'll help you.
No kidding.
And that really goes a long way because
I bet.
That way, sometimes you get it wrong. You know, you're at the table, you don't make the right judgment, and then you tell somebody something wrong, and then right away you get on Discord and you go back to the table and you're like, hey, I did that wrong.
Yeah.
And fix that. And that's what players want. They want to know they got support so they can work things out, so they're not driving home, you know, punching the steering wheel.
It's hard enough to know your own rules, let alone all the possible rules interactions for like the most crazy like esoteric interaction that could happen. And I feel like some of it's not even probably covered. You might be able to speak to that card, and like a lot of it's just like, some of it's just like, has anybody thought of this happening ever?
Yeah, yeah, that's like the biggest thing when it comes to running a tournament and being a judge is like, there are going to be these questions come out of the blue, and you're like, okay, how do I look this up? What do we have to see? What are the like,
yeah, what steps, keyword
the
flow, do I
the
have
flow
to hit?
Chart, like, what do I need to find in here that makes this interaction work for both things? And there's always like that rules as written versus rules as intended, like thing out there. And it's just like, okay, how can we make this be a reasonable thing between the two players and make it make sense for the game?
Yeah,
let's be honest, you're not calling a judge over in a moment that doesn't matter, right? Like, it's typically an impactful moment in a game.
Yeah.
So, like, you're now not only articulating a rule, navigating it, but trying to deliver a moment in a, you know, in a game. And I don't envy that position. But, I mean, again, I've known Cardin for a few years, and, you know, it's, you know, you've got a great reputation of doing right, so, you know. Sounds like you've done a good job at it.
And exactly, like, with is the case there. And there's sometimes that, like, the game is like, okay, we 50-50 it. We flip a coin, but since we don't flip a coin because it's a dice game, we roll off high or low. Like, four up, this is how it goes. Lower, that's how it goes. And it's you run into them sometimes, but sometimes it's just like this little measurement or this little line of sight thing or this weird little nuance. And you just have to be aware of, like, okay, let's take a moment. We all step back. We read what we're doing, and then do the thing. Because it's an intricate game, and they change different things here and there just enough that you're like, okay, what is this meaning to do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, Gail, how excited are you for when 12th edition comes out? Or, sorry, 11th edition comes out, and you have to repaint another 200 tables of terrain? God. Because they change how it works.
It's like, that's something that like I, you know, I feel bad that, like, you know, this event, I'm always waiting for someone to complain about the price. But if I can advocate for tournament organizers and judges, like, you know, all these mats we paid for, all this terrain we paid for, and all it takes is for GW to be like, flip a switch, and everything changes, and it all becomes worthless.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
Time's the big one. That's the big one.
Yeah. So, like, sure. I have.
And for what it's worth, like, this isn't just, like, just for people to understand. Like, this isn't, like, foam terrain. This is
done. Yeah, nowadays terrain. It's 3D printed. Yeah.
And painted. And it makes. There's even the aesthetics on it. Like, you guys have done it. And it's nice that it's, like, kind of universal or, like, standardized, excuse me. But, like, you guys have done a good job.
It makes, like, the rules part of it, like, very clear cut.
Yeah.
Like, extremely straightforward. So
and I understand there's players who don't want that, like, they want a variety, but what you're trying to avoid is the misunderstandings.
Yeah,
the misunderstandings are the feel bads.
They are
trying to, like, there's certain things we all just kind of have to agree on and say, all right, listen, we're all playing 2,000 points, we're all using the same terrain. It just, let's avoid the misunderstandings and just have fun.
Yeah, let's take as many variables out of it.
The goal of any game is really for you to finish this game and, you know, shake your opponent's hand and you want to play them again.
Yeah, so even if you
next
lost.
Time you see them, you're like, hey, you know, like, let's play again. Eager to play again. That's the goal. That's what we're shooting for.
I feel like I've hit that on a lot of my games here today.
Yeah.
And, you know, same. Like I said, like,
especially since I played, you know, the two people that I play.
Oh, yeah. You guys drove all the way down here and played. Yeah.
Yeah. First two games. First game, classic. Brent. Second game, Blake.
But I will say, like,
you know, make your own gaming club and I'll be on the same gaming club for round one, at least. Yeah. At least round one, you won't play each other. But if you're both good or both bad.
Yeah.
You can both be paired against John Beckford.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, even me and, like, kind of the group that you're, you know, from your area, you know, like, Brad and Derek, like, they're just, it's just nice meeting kind of different groups, and you kind of meet guys that, like, at least I have here, like, a lot of people that I'm like, wow, like, these have been good opponents. Look forward to playing them again. It was a good time here. So,
yeah, I think
that's a good point to make, you know.
This just for new players who are thinking about joining the tournament scene, you know, everybody has their impression of what it is, but. Yeah. One important thing that once you start playing, you run into those same guys, you know, every other weekend and you're like, hey, what's up? And eventually, you know, after a year, you're like, wow, I actually spent, you know, 20 events with you and ate lunch with you, just said hello. And it's just kind of nice. You know, it's kind of a cool, you know, like some guys have basketball league to play basketball. Some guys have bowling league or, you know, and that's kind of what the tournament scene is. It's like a group of friends who really travel all over New England, and we just keep bumping into each other. And then eventually, you know, you meet the kids, meet the family, and then you're gonna, it's kind of a community.
Yeah, so and tournaments can be daunting at first. I think it's intimidating, right?
But yeah.
I mean, again, price point aside, this is a good, I think, intro to that. You get a lot of great exposure to, you know, guys like you, you know, you two, and players that kind of follow that same kind of mindset. But I think what you're saying is exactly what I think a lot of players want ultimately, is to grow into a community, develop into a community, and find kind of a, like, a place that you can kind of lean on when you want to go, like, have a good time and, like, get a break from, like, reality, like life, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So you ever hear, like, how 40K is, like, way more community-oriented than many, like, most other people's hobbies? I just want to say, like, you and Carden are definitely, like, a living testament to that thing. And just thank you guys for running this, because this has been super fun. We're only, like, you know, 3/5, if you will, the way through it. And, two more rounds tomorrow. Just want to say thanks.
Or maybe 1/2, because you've only been here for one night. Tonight, just getting started.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly. Maybe it's 1/2. So
some of us don't make it to day two.
Oh, settle down. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. This might be one of the only events where it was the head judge who couldn't make it the next day and drop.
Maybe.
But that's how much fun we have here.
Yeah. You know? Like, exactly. That's a good excuse, I think.
Yeah.
And I know from just knowing some of our listeners, we have several listeners who were on the fence, and I hope that next year, after what we're saying and having talked with you guys, like, pushes over the fence, because I love things like this. Like, I mean, like, it was like tough first event.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there.
A lot of people.
Yeah, but when there's a lot of people, it can be daunting.
Was your first event?
Major. Yeah, like, mine too. Large 2 days. Yeah.
Like, that was like,
we had a few 1 days.
Holy cow.
We had done a few 1 days, and but nothing that's extended. And, like, I mean, walking into, like, ballroom and then just, like, and it's just, like, not just like, hey, here's 40K. It's like, You're walking into your ballroom. There's Legion, there's Kill Team or whatever it was.
Yeah,
and then you walk in there and there's, like, AOS on this side, 40K on this side, and there's 100 on each side.
We were packed.
Oh yeah, we were packed time. It was
You were back to back.
We were middle bossing. Yeah. Everybody's in there, and you're touching butts.
Yeah, you were.
And that was one of those, like, when you were talking about, like, oh, it's nice having, like, the breaks in between. Like, that was one that was, like, first game, you got your lunch. Okay. The afternoon was just...
Yes, a game, rip third game.
And that was in the financial district of Boston. Yeah. There was nowhere to eat.
Yeah, we walked to Wendy's.
We went out to breakfast. Remember, it was you, me, John, and somebody else in, like, this tiny... Brad, we're in this tiny little, like, diner. It was like a classic New England rail car diner.
Oh, yeah.
And there was, like, four of us.
Yeah.
And we're full-sized guys. Yeah. Like, oh, man.
In a little booth. Okay. Yeah.
And you want to know the best part about that event? Not the best part. But so I live like, what, 35 minutes away out of Boston, right? So, like, we didn't stay. We drove in. But the night coming, like, Sunday, snowstorm. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, people forgot how to drive. There were cars.
There were like three accidents, I think.
There were three accidents within like a 4 or 5 mile stretch.
I drove a U-Haul van because I had the stuff for the U-Haul van. And I couldn't fit in the... Yeah, we had to park it illegally and... Yeah, well, it's a thing. It's a thing.
That's right. I forgot about that.
That was
we packed up the U-Haul. And then, like, was it an hour later, or was you were still there? Yeah. And I remember he texted me. He's like, "Hey, you forgot your bag." And I was like, "I didn't forget my bag." And I was like, "Your bag?" And he's like, "It wasn't my bag." And we like somebody's bag. They like left their stuff in the gaming hall, and they went home. And then we're cleaning up after the event, and we threw it in the U-Haul. We didn't know who it was. Yeah. I thought it was his. And
you guys just took someone. Like,
did someone claim it or what?
We dropped.
We found out who it was, and luckily it was someone I knew in the community. Oh, and I'm like, have your stuff.
Another connection to the community.
I never even knew. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Another major connection to the community. Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, if you continue to come. Yeah. Welcome back. You get your luggage back.
Yeah.
But like, a big thing is like, if you keep coming to these events, I will eventually figure out who you are, know your name and whatnot. But it takes a little bit because there's like, for like Everwinter, there was like 87 to 100 people there, and I'm like, okay, slowly going through, learning people, but
yeah,
keep coming to them. You build that community thing, and you're like, okay, I know the judge, I talk to him, I hang out, I drink, we have dinner together at, like, if it's the retreat, we just eat dinner together.
Here, so,
Yeah.
And then, like, the whole thing, I mean, like, again, like, every... At the end of a game, like, you might end early. Well, I'm pretty good at ending early.
I brought knights. Yeah.
But you get to just talk to people and get to know them, and that's a good stepping stone. But no, again, Garrett said, appreciate this time. And
yeah.
No,
so is there like one place? So like, if someone wanted to see like where, like, what events were happening in New England, like, is there like a one stop shop for that?
NEO-circuit.com. Okay, there's a calendar.
There's a
calendar.
Circuit.
It's a Google calendar. So you can like click on events and add them to your own personal calendar.
Oh, that's
And then every event has the BCP link. Because let's face it, BCP is like the bomb.
The only
like,
way to go, probably, for doing this.
Yeah. So you go to the calendar, you see, you know, what weekends you want to do. You click on the store, it'll have the address, like, you know, typical Google event. There's also a map on that website. You can see all the New England stores. So if you don't know where your local store is, you can check it out.
That's sweet.
Midgard is pretty awesome in New Hampshire, and Portal is pretty awesome in Connecticut. And then there's a bunch of stores in Massachusetts. NEO-circuit.com. And for Age of Sigmar players, same thing.
Same thing. Okay, cool.
Their circuit is just getting off the ground. They use our same website. To be honest with you, I like signed their webpage, and I've never even looked at it since, but I know
it's there.
I know that tonight I need to find the organizer because he's here. But I'm sure he's doing good stuff. Yeah, we're gonna have s'mores.
Yeah,
I mean, how many events can you roll dice and have s'mores?
Yeah,
not many. Well, we'll put that in the description for this episode so people can kind of like, you know, follow through on that and take a look at it.
Yeah, roll dice and eat s'mores. Go to Warhammer Retreat. That'll be the headline.
There you go. Yeah.
new title, but
no, we gotta. Yeah, s'mores out, beer in.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you guys want to say about any other message?
Thank
you,
guys,
out?
For coming. I've been enjoying your podcast for a couple months.
Well, thanks
I love
for listening.
You were showing me the lore of your knights.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, his knights are unreal.
Yeah, I really, really like it.
Appreciate
and then, so for people who want to know what to expect next year, like, we are a hobby event. Everybody who came in, their door prize was a display board and a terrain kit to build a display board. So next year, the standard is going to be display board and painted army with fluff. And
people want
to come, and we want to be able to share those stories. And maybe there's going to be a podcast that they can like share their lore. And
that'd be sweet. Know.
No, and that, I asked around. There wasn't a
the
ton
best
people
part of
people
the hobby is, you know, like making lore, your army.
Yeah. That's my favorite part by far.
And Garrett and I are looking to kind of add that to like what we want to do consistently. Like, we have spent a lot of time on our own lore, and we kind of want to hear other people's, because like, that's the best part of it. Like, the homebrew stuff is what adds that character to like why you want to
like draw it. What ties you to your army. Anyone can kill like Ultramarines. Nothing wrong with that. When you make invest your own time and putting your own story into it and own color scheme, it makes it like that much better, to me at least.
I'm not playing Custodes because I'm drawn to that, but next year I plan to bring something a little bit more closer to like why I got into the hobby and a little more connected to like what keeps me motivated. And like that seems to be the theme of the whole weekend. Might have missed the bullet there, but again, next year.
Yeah, next year. Yeah. Anything else you guys want
to
add?
Yeah, I would say like when it comes to the hobby and gaming and whatnot, been doing this for forever. Age of 12, got into the game, loved reading all the stuff, and then I start making my own.
You've been doing this for 54 years?
Yeah, 54
years. Yeah, it looks great for you. Good for you, man.
Yeah. No gray hairs at all. But like having your own army, like making your own, giving it a story, playing the games, seeing how things play out. And even in Lost, you're like, okay, there are moments in that game that you're like certain units, like either overcome the odds or do something epic that you remember and bring back to yourself.
Yeah.
So making sure you have those good competitive games, and it is a dice game, so the dice choose what happened. But if you're like really into that storytelling element, that drawing a scene and making something happen, that this Warhammer Retreat is really trying to make that happen even more and more. Gil has been one of the biggest proponents for having that board, having that story, and making things stand out for all the players.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for being on, guys. I really appreciate it. I wanted to give you a platform to talk about it, and hopefully we'll be back next year. All right.
Perfect.
Thank you, guys.
Certainly have you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.